it's Steve Todd, and the following is a sneak peek of the Musician's FAQ interview with Lance Russworm, Part 2, airing January 25th at 10 a.m. on 102.7 CKMS.
Finally, when I reached 18, one of my dad's guitar players was leaving his band, so he asked if I could play guitar, and I said, I don't know country music. I can't play any of that. He says, I just put in all that Gordon Lightfoot folk finger picking and stuff you did. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. You know. So anyway, I did join my dad's band. It was 71.
Okay.
I started in the Hummingbirds. And I was 18. I turned 18 the same day they lowered the drinking age to 18.
Okay.
They later raised it to 19, yep. But it was 18 for a while.
Okay.
And that was... So, yeah, I remember the day they lowered the drinking age. Everybody my age in town went out and got drunk. Every bar was a party. Yep. I felt sorry for the poor guys who were just turning 21 and they'd had to wait all those years, you know. But so anyway, I started in the, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't know country. It's going to sound like crap. We're going to bomb, you know.
Can you think of the names of the places that you played at?
Yeah, the first place I played was Wellesley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, there was a guy that played in the band before me. He was leaving, but he hung on for a couple of weeks.
Just to show you
I'd go along and I'd train with him. Yeah.
Okay.
His name was Ray Perdue. He was an ex-session guy. I'd play a set and he'd play a set and all that.
No, and Wellesley, right at the kind of that T-intersection, there's that chop house. Is that the building that would have
That was the one. There's like the main drag. You come down and you turn right to go to Baden.
That's right.
And it's the hotel's over on that side somewhere. Yeah, first place I played on my own. And then I know one of the first places was Walkerton.
I
played at the Hartley House there. Really early in those days, we played at Duffy's in Hepworth. Hepworth, Ontario, in those days, was unique. It's a little tiny crossroads, you know, just a few buildings, but there was Duffy's Hotel there.
Is that up by Sobel?
Yes. In those days, Owen Sound was dry. They weren't allowed to have liquor. Owen Sound was a city of 20,000, 10 miles away. You couldn't get booze there. That certainly didn't hurt Duffy's.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side of Duffy's was Sobel Beach, 10 miles away. There was no bars in Sobel Beach in those days.
Oh, so it'd be just crazy.
Everybody from the beach came down there. There were two nearby indigenous reservations, Saugeen and Cape Croker. Everybody from there came to Duffy's.
Wow, okay.
So it was a wild little bar. And that was my...
If I can cut you off. And plus, if your dad's from Newstead, which is not really all that far from...
It's another hour from...
Oh, it is that far?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's quite a bit...
Okay, I thought it would be closer than that.
Yeah, I remember going Hanover, felt like you were halfway to Duffy's.
Oh, okay.
So that was as far as we went when we did our weekend. You know, as I said, Dad would try and keep it within 100 miles. Yep. I think Duffy's was like 98 miles from Kitchener or something like that.
But that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So anyway, I know I started playing there, and it was on two levels. The lower level, all the young kids from the beach would hang out there. I was 18. That was cool. There was all these lovely girls. And upstairs would be all the older people. And the stage was on the dance floor and the stage were at a third level, and it was one level. So the dancers were right there in front of you. So when the dance floor got packed, they'd be bumping our mic stands. Oh, you get a mic in your teeth, you know, from somebody hitting the mic stands while dancing. But it was one of the most fun places. And we played there like once every 6 weeks for like 5 years.
Really? Wow.
I got to know Hepworth so well. And then one summer, we did go a few miles further up to Wyarton, which is the next town up. Yep. I think it's 12 miles further north. And there was two bars there. We played in the nicer of the two, actually, called the Arlington. The other one was the Pacific. It was a little bit rough. But anyway, Dad... All of them had full week's entertainment for the summer because of the beach crowd.
Yeah, for sure.
So one summer, Dad rented a cottage up at Chesley Lake, which is near Hepworth. And so he took the whole family up there, and we lived at the cottage for 6 weeks. We'd play 2 weeks in Duffy's, 2 weeks up at the Arlington, and then another 2 weeks at...
You're kidding.
So, again, I'm 18 years old, spent the whole summer at the beach, only had to work a few hours every night. It was great fun.
I'm aboard my Sammy with my schedule in hand, going for a long ride in a fabulous land. From Toronto to Vancouver for an overnight stay, riding the Canadian roadway. There's a lot of country music on my radio. The DJ's my companion as I go, go, go. 6 days on the road still gets a lot of play. Riding the Canadian roadway. The Canadian roadway, the thrill of it all. The freshness of the springtime and the color of fall. The Canadian roadway through a wonderful land. Thankful to God that I am where I am. See the panorama of Canadian scenes. Like a picture postcard in a technicolor dream. The sunset in the Rockies at the end of the day. Riding the Canadian roadway. Jogging up the miles across the prairies wide. Through a purple haze I see the Rockies so high. Now's the time for making up the time while I may. Riding the Canadian roadway. Now I'm in the mountains with the hairpin turns. This is where the truck driving man his money earns. The Rockies are a thing of wonder to this very day. Riding the Canadian roadway. The Canadian roadway, the thrill of it all. The freshness of the springtime and the color of fall. The Canadian roadway through a wonderful land. I'm thankful to God that I am where I am. Vancouver and the Blue Pacific's just ahead. That's my destination, but I'm not through yet. In fact, it only means that I am now halfway. Riding the Canadian roadway. Riding the Canadian.